Colin Woodall, Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
All right, Colin. I understand we had some legislation passed by Congress this week that will impact the proposed GPSA rule. Can you tell me what happened?
Congress passed the fiscal year 2012 Agriculture Appropriations Bill, which basically makes funding for the United States Department of Agriculture. There were provisions added in there that would defund any future work on a couple of the provisions of the proposed GPSA rule. And this is in response to the changes that USDA made and announced to industry a couple of weeks ago on how they intended to move forward with GPSA.
What does NCBA think about this?
And when you look at their reproposal of the rule, the things that they were sending to be made final did not have a big impact on the cattle industry. But there was still some components of this rule in regards to competitive injury, undue preferences, and unfair practices that were going to have an impact on the way we market cattle and a cattleman's ability to market cattle how they want to. Basically would change the overall ability or basis on how lawsuits are filed under the Packers and Stockyards Act. Knowing that that was still going to be coming at us somewhere down the road, we felt that a defunding of that activity would protect cattle producers and protect their ability to market cattle how they want to. So that's why we were very excited to see this language in there, and we were pushing to have that language included.
Now, this the Ag Appropriations Bill is part of the overall spending bill adopted by both the House and the Senate. Now, is this final?
Once the president signs it, it will be put into law, and it will be in place throughout this fiscal year, which ends on September the 30th, 2012.
Now, at this point, then, what does that mean for the GPSA rule?
What that means is the other four provisions in the Farm Bill will be going final, and those were really focused more on poultry than they were on the cattle industry. All of the other outstanding issues that had to do with the cattle industry have either been taken off the table or now, with this language, have been defunded. So it really protects the cattle industry and makes sure that we can continue to develop new marketing alternatives without the government getting involved and telling us whether they are right, wrong, or if we even have the right to do that. So we feel that we've done a very good job of protecting a producer's ability to make their own marketing decisions and not have big government telling them how to market their cattle.
Do you anticipate USDA will be revisiting the GPSA rule?
With this defunding language, they cannot go back and look at this GPSA rule again. That will not be allowed. So for the time being, which is as long as this funding bill is in place, which, like I said, is through the end of the fiscal year, they can do no further work. So we feel that we've got some good protection there.
So this is a good thing, right?
This is a very good thing. But as I said, this is not the end of the battle, because this defunding language only goes through September 30th of 2012. And at that point in time, USDA could revisit the rule, especially in regards to competitive injury and undue preferences. So we need to make sure that we maintain the pressure on Congress to try to find a permanent fix that would make sure that we keep the government out of cattle marketing as long as possible.
And thank you very much, Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.